Parliament is in a disciplinary process with MPs from the EFF. This goes back to the 2019 budget vote presented by Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan, and MPs from the EFF stormed the podium to try and block Gordhan from delivering that budget vote address. Eyewitness News parliamentary reporter Barlo Ndenze is on the line to us. But Barlo, good afternoon. Didn't get terribly far yesterday, did you?
No, we didn't at all, John. The meeting or the hearing had to be, you know, prematurely abandoned or adjourned or postponed. Today is another eventful second day of the hearing. EFF has basically abandoned the hearing or has walked out or has withdrawn from the process. The lawyers, basically briefed the committee on their reasons. That throws another spanner in the works in the process that's more than a year old. So we'll most likely be delayed further in this, depending on court process, because they're going to take the rules of Parliament to court, as well as the Powers and Privileges Act that Parliament is relying on. So they say that they don't want to legitimate an illegitimate process. And on a lighter note, you know, their legal representative did, you know, make a not so obvious reference to Moses Kakani and Jacob Zuma exiting state capture last week when they excused themselves before the lunch break, which, you know, happened similarly today. So the parties take Parliament to court, but the process continues nonetheless.
How can the process continue, or can the process continue without the EFF, particularly with the promise of legal action against the process, which will continue without the EFF?
I guess Parliament is relying on, you know, basically they've got a resolution, they've got legal advice in October, you know, so this has been a long time coming. They had a few meetings in October where they got this legal advice and they got the green light constitutionally from Parliament's advisors to go ahead. So they don't see a problem with the EFF objecting to the process, especially at this time. You know, they basically feel they should have maybe done this a bit earlier. But the process goes ahead. The initiator in the inquiry, you know, read out all the charges of all the 16 members. This is a process that took more than an hour, John, where she read out every single charge sheet. And they're also taking, you know, some evidence currently now, you know, from the table staff and those members who sit behind the podium in Parliament when there's a presiding, next to the presiding officer, to give them information on what happened on that day leading up to that incident. And they were asked to identify these members in video that was played back in the committee. And the member also had to page through a book with all these mugshots of all MPs to correctly identify them. So the process is definitely moving ahead, John.
And I suppose it will move ahead unless the EFF applies for and is granted an urgent interdict to stop it. Babalo, I mean, we all saw that either live on television. I mean, some people saw it actually happening in Parliament. You did. The rest of us saw it happening on television, or we saw videos of it happening on news broadcasts or YouTube after that. It's indisputable that members of the EFF stormed the podium. And, you know, how do you possibly wiggle your way out of that? What are their objections to the Powers and Privileges Act and Parliament's process that would see them not being held to account for what quite clearly did happen?
Yes, indeed. Well, their argument, John, is precisely quite similar to that, in, you know, that now infamous payback the money sitting where President Jacob Zuma was, you know, disrupted by the EFF. They faced a similar inquiry by the same committee, different members, but, you know, the same Powers and Privileges Committee, on the fairness, really, of the Powers and Privileges Act, on, you know, these freedoms that they have and these immunities they have as members to be able to, you know, shout or object to anything being said. So it's an issue of fairness, they say, and they also objecting to the rules that are being applied in Parliament. And it's not the first time they are objected to the rules. You know, they object to the rules, generally speaking, so particularly to this particular rule, which relates to the disturbance, because their members walked across the podium, towards the podium, and crossed the floor. And, you know, this is quite specific here. You're not permitted to do that. And the members feel that this can't be fair. And Hussein Ndlozi, who's their only member in the committee, but he's not one of the members that have been charged, is basically calling the process leading up to today and yesterday into question, it says, this is a technicality now, and procedural, it says, you know, key correspondence documentation has not been sent to the individual members and to the party. Parliament is busy, you know, communicating with other people on their behalf. They find it, you know, unprocedural.
Essentially, the EFF seems to be arguing that they should be allowed to do whatever they want in Parliament and out of it. We, the EFF, whatever we do is a revolutionary act. Revolutionary acts cannot be inhibited or prohibited. Therefore, any rule which attempts to rein in whatever the EFF wants in its revolutionary wisdom to do should not be allowed. I mean, essentially, at its most crudely put, that is the EFF's argument, that there should be no rule that binds the way that they behave.
Yes, indeed. They basically see nothing wrong with what happened on the day. You know, they had you know, relevant, objections to Praveen Gordhan personally as the minister, and they had every right to, you know, raise the issues with him, in the way that they did. So it's really going to be an issue of us waiting to see. They're not denying that this happened. I mean, even their league representative, you know, is basically aware of this video and this evidence, but he's questioning, you know, the legitimacy of the process. And it's just a matter of, you know, hearing what the courts will have to say if they want the EFF, you know, as some kind of urgent interdict to stop the process while they decide on, you know, further rulings. So it's just a matter of waiting and seeing what the courts or how quickly the EFF, you know, files these papers.
Mbalo Ndenze, parliamentary correspondent for EWN.